Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And for Marchand, moving in on Skinner. Marchand is... It's in! He scores! Marchand wins game 2 for the Panthers in double overtime!
Dissipates this puck. It takes a fortunate bounce. This is exactly the same as his shorthanded goal.
Hour 2, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Mike Vrabel, Patriots head coach, scheduled to speak from Patriots minicamp day 1 today. 12:15. We're going to hear from the head coach live in Foxborough here on Jones and Keefe. Don't miss it. We got some Patriots thoughts coming up, including some wide receivers they've been interested in recently. On top of that, Drake May, where he ranks on some of these quarterback lists, specifically Pro Football Focus. So we'll get some Patriots thoughts later on this hour. I want to hear about Rich Keefe and his experience in Cleveland as well.
There's a good time. Don't sleep on Cleveland and Canton. Canton is a city that people don't talk enough about.
I can't. Well, that's that has to be true. But I can't speak to Canton. I have been to Cleveland.
Yeah, and Cleveland like Rocks. Cleveland. Would you say Cleveland Rocks overall?
I would say Cleveland Rocks. Yeah. All the
people bash Cleveland. I don't know why. You've just never been there.
All the little chicks with the crimson lips. Is that how that goes?
Yeah, it's, you've gone too far.
Cleveland Rocks.
Yeah. Too many lyrics for me.
Living in sin.
Yep.
Something. Yeah, Cleveland Rocks.
No, it's good.
Yeah, you got
good.
It. Yeah,
I got a full breakdown. People are going to be pretty jealous of my weekend, I think, coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that before the hour's out. But Brad Marchand, your guy, huge game winner.
Killing it. So I was looking this up. Brad Marchand plus 2,100 to win the Conn Smythe, given annually to the playoff MVP.
That's what it currently is?
Sucker's better buying opportunity.
One. Oh, wait. Actually, Nick, you have that?
Oh, do we have it on?
No, it's not ready.
Oh,
no, it's not
ready?
Oh. Working on it.
One, two, three.
Buyer's opportunity.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So it's, again, it's not like the NBA finals. This is all of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like, oh, who's the best player in this series, but Brad Marchand, my guy, 19 playoff games, 17 points, including 2 massive goals in this last game. Some are calling him that.
Well, 3 goals in the cup final, but yes, 2 in game two.
So he is lighting the lamp, also has a pile of penalty minutes, so he's his old frisky self, mm-hmm. still very much. But yeah, I mean, I think there wasn't a lot of buzz for this series at all, even though it's a rematch. And even though locally Marchand's in it and the best player in the world's on the other side. So it, as far as interest is concerned, it should have been more. Now, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but I haven't had anybody else be like, hey, you hear this? You got to talk, you excited for this game or whatever else? Like, it's.
I've heard it since Marchand got the winner. I've heard it a little bit.
Okay, and so took 2 games and locally, like a major moment. Okay, so maybe.
You had a game that went to overtime. You had a game that went to double overtime. You had these games going deep into the night. And so I think you're going to start to get that with this series now. Last week, I didn't feel like there was much buzz at all for the beginning of the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
Now that Marchand's doing what he's doing, and the way the game's been played,
well,
it's competitive. It's 1-1.
It's
1-1. They both went to overtime. They're super even games. It's a rematch from a year ago. As you said, it's the best player on the planet. And you have Brad Marchand in it as well for the local interest.
So you think people are all in on it tonight?
Well, I don't know if people are all in on it, but yeah. I think people are now –
to the point where they're going to start paying attention.
It's like the Leo meme from Django, where he's like, you got my attention,
yes,
kind of thing.
Kind of thing, yeah, exactly. Right. So he's plus 2,100 right now for the Conn Smythe.
Yeah.
That definitely feels like a buying. I thought you were going to say
McDavid,
before the series started.
Connor McDavid's plus 105.
Well, because they could lose the series and he'd still get it.
Like last
potentially,
year.
Potentially, yeah.
Like last year. Yeah, we got it. So McDavid's 1, Bobrovsky is 2, Sam Bennett 3, Leon Draisaitl 4, and then Marchand and Barkov are tied at 2,100.
So
the odds jump there from 4 to 5.
Bobrovsky! You're a part-timer on the force!
You're now off the force, Bobrovsky.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah. I mean, look, right now he's on the force.
Get out of my office, Bobrovsky. Take the rest of the day off.
You never know how that's going to go. You can immediately take away your badge.
He is a
turning your badge and gun. You're off the force.
He is a day-to-day type of guy.
You never know what you're going to get.
But yeah, back-to-back overtime games. Like, are they going to keep that streak going? Just play every game overtime?
I don't know. Series? I mean,
maybe.
It's going to be hard. And I've been in and out on that series. I fell asleep before Marchand got the game winner. On Friday night? What night was that?
It was late Friday night.
So, yeah. Saturday morning, as they say. Keith.
Sure.
And so, you know, I didn't quite make it all the way there.
Yeah.
But, and I was kicking myself for not seeing it live. But, no, that place was electric. I mean, watching that series there has been, you heard an actual groan. When Marchand scored, you heard an actual groan in the building when he got the game winner. So, that place, it's going to be real hard to go to Sunrise, Florida to watch the Stanley Cup Final tonight. But, no, I think that has helped. Certainly the competitiveness of the games, the atmosphere of those games, and then the local flair there with Marchand. Do you think – I know you're not rooting for him. I do think the longer it's gone along, it is
I'm
not –
I'm very biased.
It's not Brady-esque, but I do think now that we're here and now that Marchand's playing well, I do think more and more people are rooting for him to get it done.
I mean, I have started to sense that. There's still a lot of Marchand fans out there. I am not one of them. I'm not one of them.
But I think the fan base is now at that point.
Well, you know what it is, too? I think the people that everybody hates the most is Don Sweeney, right? Don Sweeney's the one that people – it wasn't all that shocking that he got an extension based off
this
of –
this is how you lose a job. The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
He's talking about me or Sweeney. Maybe he was really talking about Sweeney. Well, no, but people are mad at Sweeney, and the better Marchand looks, the worse Sweeney looks for not only trading him, but getting a conditional first-round pick. Now, the conditions hit, but had they not, you're getting a second-round pick for Marchand who is in contention for the Conn Smythe. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you're like, maybe you should have gotten more. Like, you got almost as much from Trent Frederick as you did for Brad Marchand. So that trade.
Florida just traded for Marsh.
Yeah, this guy coming in here.
You guys see the news? This is on the ticker. Florida traded for Marsh.
This is crazy, but Marsh going to Florida? That's going to spice things up a little bit. Also, the reports at the time were Marchand specifically wanted to go to Florida, which should piss off Bruins fans. Right? If you were pissed that Ray Allen chose the Heat,
you should be
pissed that Marchand chose Florida. However, he chose right.
Oh,
they're 1-1 in the Cup Final. He made the right call.
He knew how to twist the knife, and I think he did it out of bad blood. I think he turned down other trades. I think he utilized his no movement clause.
100%
forced his way to Florida. So yeah, no, he 1,000% from an on ice standpoint.
Oh, he picked the right place to go,
made the right call. But yeah, no, that just speaks to he was never going to come back here. He's deaf now that you're watching him. Why would he ever come back here?
And he's probably now going to get the money he wanted.
Okay, this is what I was just going to say. I think he's now, exactly, he's going to get the $7 million a year or whatever it was that he wanted. The Bruins were never going to give it to him.
Yeah.
If I were advising him, I would advise him to think about staying in Florida.
Stay in Florida.
Even if it meant a bit of a discount. But whatever, you want to cash in at the end of your career, go get seven and a half, whatever you can get over 3 years. Go get that. But I'm with you. He's going to have suitors now this offseason, which I was skeptical about when the Bruins traded him.
Yeah, well, because if he stayed on the Bruins and they just went down into the tank like they did, he probably wouldn't have gotten as much money. Now, it's free agency. Guys get overpaid in free agency. That's sort of what happens in every sport. But maybe Sweeney in the front office would have looked more right, be like, hey, this is what your market is. But you go out there and he's three games away from winning a Stanley Cup and being a big part of it. Then, yeah, he's definitely going to get his money.
Text, this is our buddy, I think, Chuck in New Hampshire, who was in Newport at the
Roadshow
the other
Chuck.
Week. Yes. He says Jones would know the Drew Carey theme song off the top of his head.
That's true.
I think it's a
big Drew Carey guy.
Well, if you were going to, oh, great show.
Yeah.
Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Oswald.
Mimi. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
What was Craig Ferguson's character's name again? The boss?
Oh, yeah. The boss.
Yeah.
I don't remember. He went on to have quite a bit of success.
I don't remember his name on the show. But I would say if you wanted a Mount Rushmore
of Cleveland shows?
No, people from
Cleveland?
No, Mount Rushmore of sitcom theme songs. Drew Carey shows up there.
Well, Cheers.
Yeah, I said it's up there. I didn't say it's number one. It's up there. It's on the Mount
Rushmore. Family Matters.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell.
Yep, Step by Step. Really, yeah. The whole...
Just TGIF.
Just TGIF crushed
it.
That's true. Yeah,
Hanging Mr. Cooper.
Hey, Mr. Cooper was a good one.
Yeah, Boy Meets World.
I don't know that I cared for that theme song specific. Great show.
I don't know that I cared lineup, for that theme song. They were all pretty strong.
Oh, it was a powerhouse of a lineup. Yeah, it's the blowtorch of a lineup.
That was the best lineup they had.
There's no doubt about that.
That was the 04 Red Sox of TV lineups.
By the Drew Carey, they were so good at theme songs, they'd like mix them up here and there.
They would change them?
Yeah, he had like a little polka-style one. Then he had the Cleveland Rocks one.
Yeah.
They had the...
Speaking to the people there.
You could just Mount Rushmore just his theme songs.
Wow.
And you'd be in pretty
good
shape.
That's another whole list.
I think you could
stay
tuned
for Mount Rushmore Mondays. Maybe it's what we turn into.
Mount Rushmore
Mondays. It's not Top 5 Fridays. It's Mount Rushmore Mondays. Yeah, we just stumble on the best idea.
Mount Rushmore Mondays. We need stuff on Mondays, Keith.
Well, now
football
we got something.
Season, Mount Rushmore Mondays.
You limit it to 4. It makes it tougher.
It is.
And it's way tougher than a Top 5 Friday.
There's going to be some good honorable mentions.
Don't even get me started on a Top 10 Tuesday.
Oh, God.
In the holster. 617-779-7937. No, I do think the further this goes along and the more that he's been impactful, I do think more people are, not Brady style, not even Bork style, but more Bruins fans have, if they were on the fence about it prior, have shifted over to pulling for Marchand.
Yeah. Do you think more people here are interested? Because we know what the national numbers would be, but like locally, do you think more people are watching more of the Cup final or the NBA final?
Good question. Neither one did well.
No, and there's a direct draw.
The NBA dwarfed the Stanley Cup final, obviously.
No, but I'm saying locally. like people listening to us, are they more likely to be watching the Cup final because of Marchand?
Yeah.
Or are they?
I don't know the numbers off the top of my head. I bet more people are watching that here than the NBA finals between the Thunder and the Pacers.
Thunder Pacers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thunder Pacers probably ain't going to do it for most people that aren't Thunder or Pacers fans.
Now, game one was incredible.
It was a great game, but if you tuned in early and you saw, not even early, like third quarter, and you saw the Thunder up by a Baker's dozen, you might have been like, I'll go watch something else, and you might have missed the comeback.
You can't do, like, I specifically did not turn off that last game night? Last night, which is a blowout, because Nick said this last week, and I think he was
never
right.
Know.
You can't fall asleep in the middle of a Pacers game. You can't do it.
No, that's true.
Good or bad. I fell asleep.
Don't snooze on the Pacers.
The one game the Knicks won there in the beginning of that last series, Eastern Conference Final, game 3, when the Pacers blew it. You can't fall asleep in their games.
The Pacers were down 18 last night at one point, I think.
Yeah, you're like,
I don't know if I can go to sleep or not.
You're like, should I take a money line? You're like, well, like, this might be a buying opportunity.
Yeah, I know.
So game one was incredible. Last night stunk.
Yeah, last night was too bad.
I don't know the numbers, but if I had to guess, I bet the Cup because of Marchand.
Yeah.
And look, it's a hockey city as well. Right. I think the Cup will do better than the NBA Finals, but maybe I'm way off on
that. Just in Boston. Yeah. We're not talking about
it. Yeah, no, nationally, it's time. Getting smoked.
Yeah.
Game one was 2.4 million.
You're nationally, though.
Yeah, nationally.
Wait,
TNT and True TV.
Game one of the NBA Finals?
No, the NHL.
I was going to say, I'm like, oh my God, they should just quit. You should pull the plug on it.
No, but like the difference is
we're going to tape the games.
But like the thing
the
that's so
pathetic. Watched game one since 08.
Okay, the thing that's so pathetic about that is it's a rematch. It's the best player in the world. It's the team that won a year ago in a rematch. It's really, you said this, it's really kind of the ideal draw for the NHL. I guess you'd want two American markets, I guess, if you're really playing it out.
Yeah.
But it's kind of an ideal draw. Rematch, best player, all these things.
So 2.1 million watched game
one.
And
the NBA couldn't have a worse match.
It was the worst.
And it still dwarfs the ratings.
Yeah, 8.9 million.
Yeah.
So almost 9 million, which was the worst since COVID. It's only been like 5 years.
Yeah, I'm not telling you the NBA is going to have a good rating. They're not going. Do you think that's a series, by the way, OKC in Indiana?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I thought it would be Thunder and 5, and it still could be, right, if OKC wins out. But they split in OKC. Indiana's had a nice home court advantage. Like, you go back there for two games. And just the way that they can kind of come back in some of these games. And the Thunder are still really young, right? So, like, it's one of those things where, like, I don't even know. They could have a big lead in these games, and it could still slip away, and like, until they really do it. So, yeah, I think we do have a series on our hands.
So, I do as well. And I want to see OKC in Indiana, because I was just saying Edmonton's been wild these first two games of the Stanley Cup Final. It's going to be crazy for when is game 3? Wednesday? They're so spaced
not
out
until Wednesday.
Okay, but like whenever that is, that place is going to be nuts. Now maybe OKC starts out on a 20-4 run and takes the crowd out of it. Like, I have no idea, but that place is going to be ready to go. It's been loud all postseason. It was absurd. In the Eastern Conference Final.
Halliburton's dad's allowed back.
Whenever he's in the building, it's a total wild card.
He could punch Chet Holmgren right in the mouth. Who knows?
Imagine if he did.
Yeah.
Holmgren be out for months.
Holmgren already broke his pelvis earlier this year.
He'd be out for a long time.
Dude, I'm telling you, I know I'm very fixated on this, but watching that guy play, like he turns sideways, he disappears.
Yeah.
You're like, where'd he go?
Yeah.
He is so thin.
Well, he completely disappeared in game one. So he must have been playing sideways in game one, but he was better.
He was better yesterday.
He was better in that game last night. 617-779-7937. You can jump in. Stanley Cup Final, Brad Marchand, NBA Finals. Any takeaways on the Celtics? I want to ask Keith about that. But Gio in Andover is waiting patiently on our Red Sox discussion. Go ahead, Gio.
Hi, good morning, guys. I have four or five things I want to talk about.
Wow.
Right, Mount Rushmore. By the way,
I want to talk about do not shut me off before we talk about Trevor Story's weak knee and a cortisone shot. But anyway, before we do that, in New York this morning, the story is that the Yankees gave up more runs in the series against the Red Sox than has happened in 20 years, back to 2005.
Okay.
So we should at least be celebrating that. I agree with
We celebrated them taking 2 out of 3. Yeah.
8 home runs, very good.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's not the fact that they had 2 out of 3. It's that they exceeded what anyone else has done in that ballpark for 20 years.
So are the Red Sox, is it the best Red Sox team? No.
No, of course not. Okay. By the way, so I looked at 2 weeks ago when Marcello came up, I looked at the Worcester batting average statistics.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this morning when Toro came up, he had 9 home runs.
Okay.
When Marcello came up, he had 9 home runs,
right,
in 40, each of them in 40 games. There's a first baseman named Hickey I've never heard of who also has 9 home runs.
Nice.
And Roman Anthony played 60 games and he has 10 home runs. So he started well in spring training, but then he fell off.
Is this the second point or also into the third?
The second what?
Point. You had 4 or 5 points. Is this the second one, or did it sort of morph into the third?
Yeah, we're not letting him go until he gets to his Trevor Story.
I know that.
This is my second point is.
Got it.
He's not as prolific, although he is hitting 300. So
that's not bad.
I don't mind. I anticipate that my father used to take us to see the Yankees in the 60s, July 4th.
Were you there for the Roger Maris game? Were you there for Maris?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So anyway, you can tell what I'm holding off on the Red Sox until July 4th. I'm continuing to be interested.
And by the way, we might get to the fifth point by then. Okay, Gio, for God's sakes, what's the Trevor Story point?
Two more points.
Trevor Story, please. What's that point, please?
Okay, before I do that, Toro and Alex have a background.
I can't. I'm putting him on hold. He asked me not to hang up on him. Can we get the Trevor Story point or no? Do you want
cortisone shots?
Do you want the Trevor Story point?
I don't know. I kind of want to hear about the 60 Yankees a little bit.
Hang on. I put him on. Okay, Billy or Dick, can you please pot Gio back up there for a moment?
He's still talking.
You've not been hung up on Gio. I'm sure he's midpoint.
Yeah.
Hello, Gio. Let's hear you here, guy.
Oh,
thank you.
There he is.
Oh, there we go. Hey, Gio.
Again, Trevor Story.
There it is.
Trevor Story. In the last several weeks, he's gone to his backhand and he goes to his knees. Now he does what nobody ever does. He rotates around clockwise 360 degrees before he makes the throw, which goes in the dirt. He has a problem with his knees. Last night he went up the middle and he took a ball behind second base going to his left, and then he ran 4 extra strides. The runner to first only needs 12 strides.
Okay.
And
unless
then he threw the ball.
Unless it's Devers. I gotta be honest. I can't.
Dude, we didn't even get to all of his points. He said he had 4 or 5
he
points.
He said we could let him go when he got to the Trevor Story point. Trevor Story has bad knees.
Oh, you tricked him.
Ooh, my knees.
You made him skip to the Trevor Story point just so you could get rid of him.
Now, who.
Call back anytime, Gio.
Who on Twitch? The Abe Simpson.
That was Turf. Oh, no, Brian. That's Brian.
Brian.
Yeah, Turf's running it. Brian's running it.
Just Abe Simpson snoozing.
It's good stuff.
I gotta be honest. So
4 or 5 points.
Trevor Story's got bad knees. I guess I should have asked. So then what?
Did he have a great series?
So IL him.
I don't know.
He did have a great season. He's don't look now, Keith. He's been heating up a little bit.
The whole team's heating up.
His OPS is back over 600.
He said they're talking about it in New York about how many runs they scored.
Yeah,
they scored a pile of runs.
They took 2 out of 3. I find that to be
relevant. They had eight dingers, though. In all seriousness, they were hitting the Yankee pitching all over the place.
Trevor Story in June.
Heating up.
320, 913 OPS.
That's great.
One dinger.
He's killing it.
9 ribeye steaks.
Yeah.
Still striking out a lot, not walking, but okay.
If you don't include March, April, or May, Trevor Story, nice.
That's true. We are only a week into June, yeah. So this is his good week.
Yeah. This is it.
Okay. Well,
this is it.
I'm just saying. It's right there in front of you. Yeah. Bad knees and all he's hitting right now.
I know.
617-779-7937.
Were you aware of all those guys in the minors that had 9 ding-dongs?
I didn't quite know all their Worcester stats front to back. I didn't know that. That's on me, though. We're the WooSox guys. We should know that. We'll get to your feedback on the Red Sox Stanley Cup Final and NBA Finals. We've touched on all. We'll get to Patriots minicamp. Mike Vrabel scheduled to speak a little less than an hour from now in Foxborough. You'll hear it live here on WEEI. Let's get to the Patriots. Some interest in wide receivers, upgrading the wide receiver room. Some interesting names on there. And Drake May checked in very, very low on Pro Football Focus's ranks of quarterbacks. We'll get to that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So this is fascinating. What led to his contract extension was that he was almost traded during this offseason because he went to the Ravens, wanted a new deal. They essentially said no, but they gave him permission to seek a trade. So he went out on the open market, talked to teams, and I was told there were several involved or had interest. Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots, Green Bay Packers. So he saw he had a market.
Yeah.
The Ravens saw that and said, okay, we'll just pay you instead. We won't trade you.
Jeremy Fowler over the weekend discussing Rashad Bateman, his extension with the Ravens. He's a wide receiver there. Patriots are among the teams inquiring on a trade for Rashad Bateman. Which to me, in and of itself, I don't really care all that much about Rashad Bateman. It just tells me the Patriots are looking to upgrade their receiver room, which, duh, it's a bad receiver room. They should be looking to upgrade it. They should be making calls right now about Terry McLaurin, who's going through a contract negotiation in Washington that doesn't sound like it's going well. I bet they figure it out at the end of the day. And McLaurin's way more high-end than Rashad Bateman. But the Patriots are sniffing around on receivers. Good. I'd like him to actually land one. But good, they should be sniffing around on receivers because that room stinks.
So here's the possible negative side to that.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm with you. I think they should try to upgrade. I even thought some of the veteran guys that are still available, maybe not great. You wouldn't want them to be your number one now, but they'd be a good addition to the room. They might help you out. Do you think any of the Bateman interest was because there was actual real concern about Steph Diggs?
I mean, I wouldn't rule it out.
Because that I wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't want to be like, oh, we're only interested for somebody to replace Diggs. Hopefully that is all behind them and like they're good with Diggs. Now it's all about, hey, how's your knee? Let's make sure you're ready for as soon as you can to hit the field. But like add another guy to play with Diggs. This is what I would hope for.
And
but,
Bateman would probably be a good fit with him. Like that's a number two
Bateman's
type
fine.
Of wide receiver.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't get a crazy deal with Baltimore. No. They upped their offer a little bit. Reports are going around today as well. I think it was Dan Pompey over the weekend. Reported again, we've heard this a couple of different times, the Patriots had the best offer for Chris Godwin. I'm skeptical about that. Like, I still really want to know what the numbers are, because I know what the numbers allegedly were for Steph Diggs, and they turned out they were nowhere near it.
Even Milton Williams.
Another good one.
Yeah.
Milt the Stilt, nowhere near it.
Right.
So I'm skeptical, but it's been reported enough times that I firmly believe the Patriots were in on Godwin. And, yeah, I think they're still trying to improve that position. Good.
Yeah.
They should be.
Yep.
But I can't give them too much credit for trying to improve it when they haven't done a whole lot on the face to upgrade.
Quote unquote trying for years now.
Yeah.
And so Steph Diggs was the closest thing they've come to actually helping the receiver room in 5 years.
Yeah. But if you think they're happy with their receiver room, they're not. I would say it's more evidence of that. Meanwhile, a guy who would help Drake May quite a bit would be a receiver. Pro Football Focus came out with their quarterback tiers today.
Ooh.
And they're just the latest to do it. Chris Sims did this late last week.
We might have to pounce on this for tomorrow.
Oh.
Because we'll do it correctly.
You want to do
tiers.
Quarterback tiers.
I think so.
Tier Tuesday.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
We'll see where Drake
Give
May
you
comes
one
in.
Sleep to prepare for it. Everybody listening, you can prepare for it. Have it in order what you think the tiers should be, where the players might go. But that's what we'll do tomorrow. Because now that Rodgers is in Pittsburgh, we have essentially 30. I mean, there'll be a couple quarterback battles, but we have an idea who the 32 starters will be.
No, it's a good call. Yeah. So we'll do that in tiers tomorrow. I like Perfect. That idea. People also are assuming, based on the text line, they know the clip du jour today after Gio's phone call.
Problem is, that's a long clip.
You're going to have to stick around
and
find out.
It's a long clip.
You're going to have to stick around, wait, and find out. We'll do clip du jour at the end of the show before we hand off to WEEI Afternoons at 2 o'clock. Here's the elite tier, Keith, of quarterbacks.
All right,
tier 1, elite.
Tier. All right.
Patrick Mahomes.
He's elite.
Joe Burrow.
Elite.
Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Josh Allen.
Now, again, it's a tier, not a power ranking. But PFF also has a number next to each one.
Yeah, so
they're
doing
kind of confusing.
They're doing both. I like it.
This
is my style of tier.
Either tier it or power rank
it.
You can't do both.
I like to rank within the tier. You know me.
So they're ranking within the tier, and they have the MVP of the league fourth.
Mm-hmm.
They have Joe Burrow, who missed the playoffs second. I would disagree with the ranking of the tier. I agree with the tier.
Mahomes is admittedly a difficult one because he didn't have a very good year.
Yeah,
but you know,
it's Mahomes.
And you want to give him some deference. And
Mahomes has gotten to the point that Brady has where, and I'm not saying he's better. I'm just saying he's gotten to the point where you don't even look at last year's stats.
Right.
You're like, I don't care what his stats were. Like, I put him up at the top.
I also think the way they played the last couple of years is different than the way they played early in his career. They lean on defense and running more.
Yeah.
And if they ask Mahomes to do more, I think he could put up numbers like Burrow and Lamar and Josh Allen.
But this is also, I agree, not to spoil our tears for tomorrow.
Keith, how dare you?
I know. I've said too much. No, but these four guys, this is also part of the problem for Drake May and the Patriots. They're all in the AFC.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
They are. They're the clear-cut four best quarterbacks. And they're all in their 20s, and they're all in the same conference. Like, that's brutal.
Okay, tier two, high-end starters.
Right.
Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, I mean, he could maybe make an argument for being up one higher.
Yeah.
But
Jaden Daniels.
All right, he's like a made man already.
Matthew Stafford and Justin Herbert.
It's too much on Stafford. Too much. People like Stafford too much.
I may have to consult with. We did rank the top 10 quarterbacks, right?
Yeah, we did
at one point.
Oh yeah, I think we have a snappy graphic. I think Turpin had a graphic.
I may have to reference that. I think I had Stafford there ish.
You did. You like Stafford? He's not even in my top 10.
Okay,
he's good, but I mean, come on.
Tier 3A, they're starting to lose me here.
3A,
yeah.
So you're already power ranking the
First
tiers,
of all,
and now you have multiple tier threes.
First of all, these aren't even clever names for your tiers.
Terrible. No, it's way too wordy.
Tier 3A.
Where's Goat?
Solid. Tier
Where's
3A?
Frisky? Garbage.
Where's trash? Obviously, tier 3A, Keith, is solid starters who have flashed high-end play.
That's insane.
Jared Goff?
Nope.
Geno Smith?
Geno Smith.
Brock Purdy. What an awful tier.
All right, so our tiers will look different than their tiers. I can already confirm it.
Tier 3B, solid starters, but they need more help.
No, so solid starters who have flashed high-end play should really mean solid, like decent starters with great talent around it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Jared Goff and Brock Purdy
are. Yeah, and I would put those guys higher than this next list.
Oh, Brian found our list.
Oh, here
so
we go.
That was our top 25.
Yeah, I had Stafford.
Our top 10 guys.
I have Baker Mayfield much higher than you is the thing that jumps out to
that
me.
That kills me.
But
I'm going to redo mine.
Yeah, we both have.
I had Baker Mayfield.
You were higher on Hurts. Credit to you. Because Hurts, I have Hurts way too low. Now,
yeah,
we did this.
Way too low.
I don't remember where we did this.
Is that before the playoffs started,
I
maybe?
Think that's right. Yeah. But we're going to need to revise that.
All right, well, we have time to revise that. I had Jordan Love kind of high.
Jordan Love, you had, yes, yeah. I would agree you had too high. Yep.
Well.
Yeah, yeah.
Baker Mayfield. We're like fresh off the Nissan sales event that he usually does really well in.
You hate Baker Mayfield.
Maybe that's what it was. I got swept up in that.
He has a good month every year.
He does.
Tier 3B. Solid starters, but they need help. Jordan Love, your guy.
What do you mean they need help? You don't think Brock Purdy needs help?
Baker Mayfield, my guy.
That's way too low on these two.
CJ Stroud, Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, Tua.
You're going to put Trevor Lawrence in the same tier as Baker Mayfield?
Seems crazy.
That's an insult to everybody.
It's not. I didn't say these are great tiers.
But now you're already at 18 quarterbacks.
Yeah, here's where I think Patriots fans are going to have their issue. Yeah. Tier 4, which is actually tier 5 because they broke 3 into 2 tiers.
Good point.
Young players with a wide range of potential outcomes. I know you have a criticism for that.
I have a wild gripe with this.
Put the pin in that for a second. Drake May is on a tier and yet ranked below. Bo Nix, Bryce Young, J.J. McCarthy are all in front of him on this tier. Drake May checks in at 22. Michael Penix, Caleb Williams, Cam Ward, also all on the same tier. Keith, your thoughts?
Outrageous. First of all, you're doing a power ranking and you're doing a tier all in the one. Fine. That's how you choose to do it. But then you have what essentially is the cop-out tier. You have a tier that just says young quarterbacks who could be good or could be bad.
Yeah.
Wide range of outcomes? Like, yeah, no kidding. They were drafted. Some of these guys have played one season. Some of these guys have not played at all in the case of Cam Ward and J.J. McCarthy. So you tell us, do you think they're really good or do you think they're really bad or do you think they're in the middle? You don't say, could be good. Like, right.
Yeah.
What do you think? And so then you just lump them all together, I think is outrageous. And also, how did you land on J.J. McCarthy over Drake May?
Great question. He was drafted
after
him. He wasn't
in the draft. Right. We haven't seen him play an NFL snap, and he was drafted after him. And yet you're like, yeah, he's better.
Yeah, I mean, look.
So you're willing to say that, but you won't go out on you won't like put these guys in like real tiers?
Maybe
fake tier.
Maybe the author, John Costco.
Come on, John Costco.
K-O-S-K-O, not to be confused.
Oh, so he doesn't have that Costco money.
With the supermarket. No. Maybe he was high on J.J. McCarthy in the draft process, but no, draft capital-wise may look better. And May actually played last year. J.J. McCarthy did not. Just rounding
Bryce
it out.
Bryce Young, though? Bryce Young's better than Drake May?
No, I don't. I think I'm higher on Bryce Young than most these days, I wouldn't take him over Drake May. No. So Tier 5, Darnold, Wilson, Fields. Tier 6, Flacco, Richardson.
Dude, Darnold wasn't bad last year.
Shuck and Rudolph. So they didn't even have Aaron Rodgers on this thing. No, Darnold was good.
Oh, so he did this before Rodgers.
I guess.
Right, so there you go. Our list will be different.
But, Darnold he has on the veterans capable of solid play but could be quickly replaced.
Right.
Obviously, that's tier 5, Keith.
Yeah, so, I mean, I like the idea, but I don't like the execution.
Here's my thing with these quarterback rankings, and Sims was kind of low on Drake May as well. We kind of treat Drake May like it's a guarantee. It's going to happen. He's going to break out. And maybe we're right.
Yeah.
But nationally, people are more down on him, and they have him lumped in with the Bryce Youngs and J.J. McCarthys of the world.
No, I think it's fair. He was the third quarterback taken in his draft class.
Yep.
So, and one of these guys already was a big success. And on this list, he's already sixth in Jaden Daniels. He actually has Caleb Williams behind Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
I think those guys are very much in the same boat. New coaches, new coordinators.
I, by the way, agree with that rank, but that's one of the few things I agree about. I would take May over Caleb Williams as well.
I would take Caleb Williams, but I think it's close. I think they should be in the same tier, like those two guys. But 22 does feel low. If there's 32 starters, I thought Drake May, you're too glass overflowing if you have him in like the top 12.
Mm-hmm.
If you have him like 16, like smack dab in the middle, I think that's probably a fair ranking. And then as soon as you get like into the 20s, like I can't put him below J.J. McCarthy and Bryce Young. Hell, maybe even Trevor Lawrence. We've seen more bad out of Trevor Lawrence than good. I feel like it's still like projecting with Trevor Lawrence, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, look, I think around here we're pretty confident in Drake May. And it's just a reminder that maybe we're overconfident. And if you expect them to win 9 games as I do, or 10 games as Keefe does, or 11 as they're favored in Vegas.
Right.
Well, then you're going to need Drake May to start reaching that potential quickly and outperforming some of these other tiers, power rankings, etc. So we'll tier off our quarterbacks tomorrow at 11:30, about 24 hours from now. So stay tuned for that.
Nice.
We'll also get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Mike Vrabel scheduled to speak at Patriots minicamp. First day of mandatory minicamp today in Foxborough. We'll hear from Vrabel again at 12:15. On the way next, Rich Keefe not here on Friday. Quite an eventful weekend for Keefe.
Boy, was I busy.
We'll get all the particulars next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Rich Keith back in the state of Massachusetts after his jaunt to Ohio. Brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. How was the big weekend?
I'll tell you, it was fantastic, Jones. Thanks for asking. So I went to Ohio, and a lot of people are like, why on earth would you go to Ohio?
Yeah.
Fair question.
It is.
Sick brag, bro.
So the last couple of years, me and my two best buds from college are like, you know what? Like, life comes at you fast. You got to find some time. We got to hang out like at least once a year. Mm-hmm. Everybody's busy with families and work and whatever. Like, we got to hang out once a year. So last year, the three of us went to Las Vegas. I'd never been to Vegas before.
Sick brag, yeah. Bro.
So from Vegas to Cleveland.
So let me tell you why. Okay. So Vegas is great, but we're all sort of like East Coast. So it's me, it's my buddy in Philly, and then my buddy in Ohio. And so we went to Vegas. It was a blast, but you do it in a weekend, and I was like, the travel and the drinking and everything, like it took like a year off my life.
Took a toll.
It was wild. So then this time we were like, where should we go? Should we do a destination? Should we go somewhere else?
Is this you and the bros? Or we watch?
This is me and the dudes. This is me and the fellas. Yeah, so if you go to at, or what was it, Rich Keefe WEEI on Instagram, I have some photos from the weekend that are up there.
Nice.
And so one
Boss
of my buddies.
Of
Yeah.
Dude, the middle is massive.
Oh, dude, he's like an all-league D lineman. He was very good. So anyway, we are like, you know what? Maybe somebody just hosts it, right? So like, we'll just like come here. So my buddy lives in Canton, Ohio, home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So we went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Friday, and it was pretty cool. Like, there's some good stuff. I'd never been before.
I don't think you really necessarily need to go back. But as a football fan, a one-off, pretty fun.
I've heard Canton is a good take, meaning the Hall of Fame. The Basketball Hall of Fame is so, all due respect to Springfield.
It's I was going to say, that's not, all I really have to compare it to. So
it's not quite the scene that it is in Cooperstown, or I've heard the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, I've heard is a good take.
Yeah. So that was good. So we did Canton on Friday. They also had something called First Friday in Canton. So they basically shut this Main Street down. All the bars were open. They had people outside. They had a band, and you could drink outside. I don't know. I was like, what the hell? He's like, yeah, this isn't like this all the time. This is just
First Friday?
First Friday.
Like the first Friday of every month?
Of June, maybe.
Okay.
Of the summer.
Huh.
So that was super fun. So then on Saturday, we go into Cleveland. They're roughly an hour away. So we go into Cleveland, go to the Guardians game.
Nice.
And wouldn't you know it? The first 15,000 fans into the Guardians game.
All right, I've not heard this. Wait, what? You got something?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff. I got
Sick Brag Bro.
you might as well call this the Sick Brag Bro segment, Nick. It was free jersey day.
Wow.
I got Class A.
You had to beg for a jersey here.
They're trying to give those jerseys away because he stinks.
They're just handing those out.
No, he's not bad. He's good.
He's been horrible this year.
I think he's been good this month or last month or something. He's turning around.
He's Trevor Story.
He pitched a scoreless inning in the ninth. They ended up losing the game in extra innings. But it was legit. Now, it's not, as sweet as the City Connect. It's not made by Nike, but it is name on the back, numbers, says Guardians. 15,000 fans got him.
Nice.
Also, good job by my buddy, because we were outside the stadium and we were just having something to eat or drink. And then he's looking up any kind of promotional stuff for the day. So the game started at 4:00. From 2:00 to 4:00 in center field, $2 Miller Lights.
Nice.
We drank our weight in Miller Lights out there. And it was you just go up there.
Guys
being ice cold Miller Lights.
Nice. The guy is drunk.
Oh, my God.
That's where it's at.
These Miller Lights
just
out.
Just soaking your Class A jerseys.
$2. $2 in the Class A. Oh,
yeah, gift that. Gift Keith doing that, please. Yeah.
No, don't do that. Yeah. Dump that. Brian, scrub that.
No.
Those were beers. Those were supposed to be beers. So we're slamming these ice-cold Miller Lights. We're having the best time of our lives. We're all wearing Emmanuel Class A jerseys, and it was great. My buddy also got us, these club seats. Yeah, I mean, when in Canton, nice. Or when in Cleveland, you do want to do it up. And so I don't think they have this at Fenway. The Fenway has, suites.
So this I've heard. I guarantee you they don't have this at Fenway, yeah.
It almost reminds you of, if you've ever been lucky enough to be in, is it the red level at, Gillette?
Mm-hmm.
But this one's different. So you go in there, and you have regular seats in the middle of the stadium. But all the food in there is covered. It's all free. So you're just eating burgers, dogs, nachos, pizza, pasta.
You don't just have access to this level where you can go hang out.
It's buffet. Go eat whatever you want.
It's all, the food's all included.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
so we just had 110 beers in the outfield. Then we come on the insides. So we do 2 hours of that. Then we come in and we're just eating crazy.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. The game was good.
You guys probably thought you were just just nondescript, blending in, and it was not at all.
Screaming. Yeah, it was fine. These guys are obnoxious. Oh, we're all wearing the Class A jerseys, which were great.
I'd want to go to Cleveland now.
Dude, it's fun
story.
As hell. Yeah. It's fun as hell. So then we were doing that. The game was good. Jose Ramirez hit a home run. Of course, we had Guardians money line and all our parlays. They ended up losing an extra innings.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen.
We were feeling good at the time. They also have a casino there, because every place has a casino.
Nice.
So we go down the street at to the whatever, I don't know what they call it, the Cleveland Casino, and they have a sports book. So we're like, all right, let's bet on some sports and let's watch some of these games. So it was a UFC night, so we're watching UFC, betting on those, 50-50 on the results there, screaming at underdogs to win.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, that goes.
They're getting pummeled into oblivion.
I can picture exactly what it looks
like.
Get
up and fight them! 30 Miller Lights deep with a bunch of food in your gut, now wagering what little money you're trying to chase the end of the night with.
So we won one of the fights, right? And then so I was like, oh, I'm happy with that. And then my buddy runs back up to the counter, puts all of his winnings on the next underdog, which is a huge mistake. The guy was getting pummeled early. But then he ended up hanging in there. Anyway, if you watch the UFC fight, you know what I'm talking about. Then the only game that hadn't started yet, baseball-wise, was Orioles Athletics from Sacramento.
Chase that dragon.
And 30 beers deep, my buddy's like, listen.
I'm like, yeah.
You got a tip on this?
Yeah, I already was.
He's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
He's like, so Sacramento has the worst field. He's like, pitchers complain about the mound. So he's like, and I'm like, at this point in the night, I'm like, this sounds great. He's like, because both teams are trash. Yeah. He's like, I guarantee you, the pitcher for the Orioles, who ended up being Charlie Morton, is going to hate the mound. This was his take.
Can I just ask, did he know who the pitcher was at the time? You said he ended up being Charlie Morton. Like, that was new information.
Well, no.
Once you were planning on betting.
Because he had this take prior to us looking at, like, the starters.
Okay, got it.
But I'm like, yeah, dude. Like, this is what we're doing.
This is it.
So then we're betting.
We figured out the system.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I don't know why they're so bad. Yeah. And if they can't, win even with this mound. So he's like, they're used to the mound. They're not. So wouldn't you believe it? Charlie Morton gets, like, shelled. He's out of the game in, like, the second inning. And the A's were up 4-1. We put all our money on the A's.
Nice.
Then the O's came back.
Oh.
Luis Severino kind of melted down later on in the game, and the A's ended up winning like 7-4. But it looked like early on, we thought we were going to win everything. But overall, I'm up a jersey. I spent like, you know, $10 on beers or whatever, $20 on beers. Like, amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not telling the Red Sox how to do their thing, but if they mix in a $2 beer night, it might not be the worst.
Mix in a $2 beer
night.
Yes. Okay.
It was great.
0-100. Let's rate Cleveland. The text line is saying, and this I think was Dice.
Oh, it is Jack's Casino.
That's right.
That guy knows what it is. Yeah, okay. Jack's Casino.
Jack's Casino.
Yeah. Sorry.
What was the other
one? Oh, I also went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, that's why I knew you went there. What day was that? The first day you got
Sunday.
There? Sunday. Sunday.
Yeah, dude, we were busy.
You hit Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and then flew out.
So we were already at a brewery eating lunch and drinking tall boys at noon on Friday. That was all Canton. Saturday.
I'm shocked you remember this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I took photos.
Yeah. Keeps like, he's scrolling
to my Instagram.
Like, wait a minute. We went there.
So then I went. Yeah. So then we did Pro Football Hall of Fame also on Friday. We went to the Guardians game on Saturday. And then Sunday, before we went to the airport, we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Which is a good take. Actually, probably even a better Hall of Fame than the football one.
I've not been to pro football. I have been to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Sweet,
which is,
right?
Which is great. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really good. So we had a nice time. Kind of did it all. Now, do I need to go back? Not necessarily. Oh, also, they have a section there where you can go in and, like, enter your name, and they're like, do you want to induct somebody to the Hall of Fame, or like a write-in vote for a band that's not already in?
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, yeah, I want to do that. So I voted for Korn.
Nice.
Trying to get Korn in there.
When you vote, do they tell you like how many other people have voted for this? Really?
Yeah. Korn actually wasn't doing bad. It was probably in the top 20 of bands.
Wow.
That like aren't in.
Yeah.
There's a couple.
Because they let pretty much everybody in there. So yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
But there's also like some real head scratchers that aren't in it. So anyway, I mean, including Korn.
Yeah, I was going to say Korn.
If we're being honest.
Korn included.
But
so what a weekend for Keith in the Dice says you were just paying homage to the state, the homeland of LeBron James.
I was
the
there.
Show's goat.
Although, you know what? There was more they seem to be bragging more about the Kelseys than LeBron at this point.
Oh,
I didn't see a lot of LeBron stuff.
Oh,
Kelseys
no.
have like a beer that was everywhere. They're like, oh, these guys are from Cleveland. Like they loved the Kelseys.
Wow.
They also have some good Cavs stuff. Around like the city, like big billboards with like Evan Mobley and like Donovan Mitchell and stuff.
You love Darius Garland.
I loved Garland.
You must have been right at home.
I love the Cavs.
That's
tough,
true.
Tough year for the Cavs.
That is your squad.
I now love Emmanuel Clase.
Oh, you have
That's
to.
My guy.
You got the jersey.
Yeah.
Soaked in Miller Lights, but you got the jersey.
Oh, it's
so
covered.
So 0-100. Let's rate Cleveland.
Oh, 100.
100?
Yeah, 100.
I mean, it sounds like.
Oh, I had 100 of a time.
Yeah.
I mean, probably overall though, it'd probably be like. Like an 82.
82, good.
Like nice. Boston's better.
Nice, solid.
Yeah, but it's a good time. Nick's, or Brian, stop showing that gif.
No, this is perfect. Now that's a gif that we can really use.
Don't save that. Don't use that for other things.
And Drake May throws a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. Drake May throws a touchdown and or an interception. There's a lot you can do with that. Between that and the photo I took at the keyboard the other day, we have some real options on social media.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, no, I think that is what. Now we know. Now we've solved it. All right. Well, that gift can live on. Keith, thumbs up.
That's not what it was supposed to look like. You know, thumbs up. I had a good time.
Thumbs up on Cleveland. 82 out of 100, yep. Says Rich Keefe. Very eventful weekend there. We'll get back to the Red Sox. 617-779-7937. They take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. Have they turned their season around? Plus, Mike Vrabel scheduled to speak at 12:15. You'll hear it live on Jones and Keefe.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.